Page 86, The Real You. For this lesson, you will need a space on the floor where you feel comfortable lying down, either a carpeted surface or on a mat. If you need a support for your head, have that ready in advance. If getting to the floor and back up is difficult, you can do this sequence lying in bed. Sit on the floor and lean back on your hands. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing position. Now slowly, let your knees tilt down to the right, come back up, and then tilt to the left. Do this movement several times and notice if you feel any movement in your chest. Are there moments when your chest changes its position, either reaching forward or rounding back? Or is your chest stable, staying the same the whole time? Which way does your chest prefer to be? Rounded, extended, or somewhere in between? How easy is it for you to move your legs? If it's impossible for you to sit in this fashion, you can modify this exercise by sitting in a chair and placing your hands on the chair seat behind you. Let your knees and legs travel right and left, keeping your feet in place. The experience in your chest will be more subtle, but you will still feel how your torso responds to your legs. Now, lie down on your back. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing position, a good distance apart from each other. Slowly, begin tilting your right knee to the left. If you're finding that your leg knocks into the left leg, just move your left leg a little further away. As your leg tilts, do you feel any movement anywhere else? Does your pelvis move? Your torso? Do you feel anything in your chest? It's all right if you don't. Just notice. Is this movement moving in relation to your breathing, separate from your breathing? Are you breathing? Several times, tilting your leg down, bringing it back up. Now let it go and rest. Stretch your legs down. Spread your legs. Now put your arms on the floor above your head so that if someone were looking down at you, you'd look like a big X. If your arms won't go that high, just bring them up as high as they'll go easily, in the direction of the X, and yet still rest on the floor. You can also support your arms on pillows if that helps you get closer to the X position. Bend your knees again and put your feet into standing position. Let your feet be a comfortable distance apart. Imagine someone holding your right arm and gently pushing the whole arm in toward your torso, with the arm remaining straight. Begin moving your arm in that direction. It will feel like your shoulder blade is moving on the floor toward your spine. Try this movement several times. See if you can feel the straight arm sliding inward toward your back. Now, as you slide your arm, can you try tilting your right leg to the left? So try tilting your leg to the left and sliding the arm at the same time. Leave the whole thing and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing again, letting your feet be wide apart. And just try tilting your right knee to the left a couple of times and notice, what do you feel in your right shoulder, in the shoulder blade, in the area of your chest? And now leave that movement. Put your arms back into the X position. And try tilting your left leg toward the right as your left arm slides in, the shoulder blade sliding towards the spine. Now leave the movement of your arm. Bring your arms down by your side and just tilt your left leg one or two times to the right. And let it go. Slide both legs down and rest. Bring your arms to the same X position. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. But now, let both knees tilt at the same time in the same direction. Both knees tilting once to the right and then to the left. Sense your ribs, your sternum, and your neck. What does your head want to do? Can it turn? Which direction would be more pleasant? Do your legs move as one unit, or do they move one leg at a time? Whichever way you were doing it, now try the other way. Move one leg at a time, turn your head in the opposite direction, or move both legs together, turning your head with you. Explore the possibilities. Notice if you can listen to your own sense of pleasure and comfort as you move. And let this go. Slide your legs and arms down and rest. Now return to your seated position, leaning back on your hands with your feet standing position on the floor. Try tilting your legs side to side again. What does it feel like now? What is the action of the chest now? Stand up and walk around. As you walk, notice the position of your chest. What is it like? Is it different somehow?